In September of 1973, the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry and the Metropolitan Toronto Region Conservation Authority embarked on a recreational fishery project named Operation Doorstep Angling. This project pioneered the prolific fishery we have today, from walleye in Hamilton Harbor to bass and salmon off Toronto's waterfront. We certainly have come a long way in a short time. Many of us have a passion for the hobby aspect of fishing and hunting. Tying flies, making floats, building fishing rods, and carving decoys are a few that come to mind. It's nice to have a pastime that gives you another dimension of enjoyment when you can't be outdoors. So what's stopping you? Why haven't you gone fishing lately? Planning, purchasing a license, buying equipment for yourself, and the kids are all good excuses. But in the first week of July, these excuses are off the table.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Walter Oster drops by to tell us all the exciting details about this year's Great Ontario Salmon Derby and how easy it is to enter even if you don't have a boat. Decoy carving champion and waterfowl enthusiast Lionel Dwyer talks carving decoys and how you can get involved. Sarah McMichael brings us up to date on National Fishing Week and how the whole family can get involved. Plus, the Ozuri Outdoor Quiz, MNRF News, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna. A Coast LED headlamp. Fish Crisp Original. And a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament-quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball-bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork-split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
Welcome to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. The North Shore of Lake Ontario provides a world-class salmon fishery that is well worth looking into. The Great Ontario Salmon Derby offers an opportunity for anyone to take part in some amazing salmon fishing and a chance at winning some great prizes. Okay, joining us now from the Toronto Sportsman Shows and the Great Ontario Salmon Derby, Walter Oster. How are you doing, Walter?
I'm doing great, Randy. How are you?
I'm excellent. If I was any better, I'd just be sick, I think.
You're always a positive guy.
You know what? And speaking of positive things, I know we want to talk about the Great Ontario Salmon Derby, but the Sportsman Show this year was phenomenal. The Toronto Sportsman Show, you did a great job on the new venue. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a great... Our attendance was up 110%. We had 68,500 people come through our doors.
Isn't that amazing? Just like the old days, eh?
You're not kidding.
That's amazing. So,
as a matter of fact, so many exhibitors said that Wednesday, which is normally a quiet day, as you know, they said Wednesday was just like a Saturday.
Yeah. So that's just great. We got the March break back. We've got free parking. I mean, you can't ask for more. The Toronto Sportsman Show is back to its greatness once again, and I couldn't be happier about that because I grew up with it along with you, too. You know, that's what we grew up with.
And, you know, it's on the same weekend of your conference, which is good.
And that's great because I can sneak out after I'm finished doing my work and go and enjoy the show a bit, too. Eh? So that's great. And another thing that I grew up with was the Great Ontario Salmon Derby, and that's coming up soon. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it? Tell us about the history to start, the history of the Derby.
Well, let me tell you that I can't believe we're going to be celebrating our 20th year.
Wow.
I mean, it seems like yesterday that we brought it back. We brought it back in 1997, and my God, the time flies.
It really does, eh? So it's been 20 years, you know, because I remember the old one, and, you know, it went by the wayside, and you rescued it and brought it back, and I was actually looking at the website today, and man, some of those salmon, 35-pounders, oh, just monster fish, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
And, you know, I think it's going to be a good year. If you remember last year, the severe cold... And the lakes, the great, well, let's talk about Lake Ontario. It was very, very cold. It was covered in ice in most of the ports. And the crop wasn't too good. The fishing wasn't all that great last year. And I think that's for the lack of bait fish. And the salmon weren't as large as they normally are.
Right.
But this year we have had a very mild winter. The water temperatures are up there. I heard that just a week ago in a little weekend tournament out in St. Catharines that they had caught a 31-pound salmon out there, so that's a very good sign.
That's a big fish for this time of year.
It sure is, yeah.
Wow, that could be a 40-pounder quite easily. So that's great. So, you know, 20 years of running the Derby, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what they can expect this year, the dates of when it starts and what's coming up?
Yeah, this year it starts on July the 2nd. It's an early start this year because of the swing of the calendar.
Okay.
And it goes until August the 20th.
Okay, August 20th, yeah.
Yeah, now July the 2nd is the Saturday of the long weekend.
It is, that's right, because the Friday is Canada Day, is it?
Yeah.
So, perfect. So July 2nd to August 20th, prizes, events, what's going on? What can we look forward to here? What can we win?
Well, we got $270,000 in cash and prizes.
Wow.
And this year, for the heaviest fish overall, we've got a Toyota 4Runner, and this 4Runner is loaded.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, it's got a sunroof. It's got the trailer hitch and the package. It's got power windows. It's got a GPS. It's got running boards. It's a loaded vehicle, and that was specially made that way in celebration of our 20th anniversary.
That's nice. So anybody love to have that vehicle. I mean, if you like the outdoors, you'll like a Toyota 4Runner. That's for sure.
Great vehicle.
Yeah.
So that's the heaviest fish overall.
Okay.
But we have other prizes because it's a 7-week derby. Mm-hmm. So we have 6 Toyota Corollas.
Nice.
And that's for the heaviest fish each week. 6 weeks because the 4Runner qualifies for 1 week. So we've got the Toyota Corollas. One is awarded every week. Every week, we're effectively 7 derbies in one.
Right. Yeah.
Every week we have a new start on a Saturday, and it wraps up at 8 o'clock on Friday.
Nice, nice.
So you go into our website, let's say at 10 o'clock on Friday night, and you'll get the results of the week, or first thing in the morning if you wish. But your ticket, which is a ticket that is good for the 7 weeks, the ticket for the 7 weeks is $125.
Okay.
And a family ticket is $250. And the math will tell you that two adults, if you bought singles, it would be $250. So effectively, you get two kids that come in free.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you want additional children, they're $25 a piece. If you got a family of 4 children, you know?
Right, right. Okay.
It's a real good deal. And in addition to that, and we started it last year, is we have a daily ticket that has to be bought online, and it's $40 for the day.
More from Walter Oster and the great Ontario Salmon Derby after these words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you legally hunt in a provincial park? We'll have the answer when we return after these important messages.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and 3 tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Did you know 4 species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes? These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament-quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball-bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork-split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you legally hunt in a provincial park? It is illegal to hunt in provincial parks, but there are some exceptions. Check your hunting and migratory bird regulations for more details.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Walter Oster from the Great Ontario Salmon Derby.
You know what? That brings me to a great question. And keeping that in mind now, so the $40 for one day, a lot of these derbies and competitions, people, the first thing they think of, and I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking, I need to have a big boat and I don't know where to go and I don't. But with the Great Ontario Salmon Derby, you don't even need to have a boat.
No, that's correct. And as you know, with salmon fishing, it is specialized gear. In other words, you need downriggers. You need the heavier trolling rods and reels. And a lot of people don't have that equipment. Even if they have a boat, they don't have that equipment. So the charter boats, we have about 50 of them, and they come all the way from Wellington right around to St. Catharines, and they're licensed. So if you are an individual that'd like to go out fishing, you book that charter boat, the rate isn't any higher than you would pay without a license, and your one-day ticket is included.
So there you go. You get your friends together, your relatives, you go out fishing for a day. The rate is as it always is, but you get this ticket included so that you can have a chance at this $270,000 purse.
Yeah, that's the bonus, yeah.
Perfect. So, I mean, who could think of anything better? And this goes from July 2nd till August 20th.
And I want to add, you know, I covered the main prizes, but we have Scotty Downriggers as a second prize. You win two Scotty Downriggers plus $1,000 for the second biggest fish each week.
Each week, yeah, that's awesome.
And then we've got rods and reels plus $1,000 for third prize. We've got $1,000 plus igloo cooler for the fourth prize, and then it goes to $1,000 for the fifth.
Wow.
And following that, from 6 to 10, it's $500 cash.
That's
amazing. That's pretty good. And then each week, there's the Trilene Big Game, and there's $1,000 worth of product. And that's drawn from all the people in the Derby.
So you can
one draw every week for 7 weeks.
So you're in the draw even if you don't have the biggest fish.
That's right. Nothing to do with your entries of fish. Only to do with your purchase of a ticket.
Perfect.
And then also there's the Rapala Angler of the Week. And that is $1,000 worth of Rapala products.
Nice.
Now, that selection is made from the 10 winners every week. So that's a random draw out of the 1 to 10. And you have a 1 to 10 chance of winning that, which is great.
That's incredible. So you know, if you don't come in first, you can get yourself $1,000 in cash or $1,000 in prizes quite easily, even if you win the draw and you don't necessarily have the biggest fish of the week. And this is, keep in mind, listeners, this is every week. This isn't for the whole Derby. This is what the Great Ontario Salmon Derby is giving away each week.
Yeah.
This is seven derbies in one. It really is.
I was just going to say that. Seven derbies in one.
I took the words out of your mouth.
You did. We have at the end We have the Scotty Championship Shootout. And we have $5,000 in cash that's available for the four biggest fish in a little derby that takes place on September the 17th. And then at noon, we go over to the marquee that we set up in Port Credit, and we give out all the prizes. We have an awards day that we usually have 300 to 400 people turn out. But that could be because of the free pizza, too.
Oh, free pizza will do it. That's for sure.
So it's really good, you know.
Whether you have your own boat and you want to go and try, or you know what, maybe you just want to go fishing, you can get in touch with these charter boats, and Walter's going to give you the information on how to find that again in just a second. And they'll include the price of that ticket with your trip, so you really can't go wrong. So how can our listeners there again, one more time, find all of this great information out so they can go and start fishing on July 2nd?
Go to our website, GreatOntarioSalmonDerby.ca.
Okay.
And that will give you the lowdown on and all the details on everything in the derby.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Walter. It sounds like it's going to be another great year. And like you say, with the warm weather, we've got some big salmon out there waiting to be caught. And we've got some anglers out there who are just, one of them's going to be a lucky Toyota 4Runner winner. But there again, lots and lots of winners every single week from July 2nd till August 20th. Thank you so much again.
Well, you're welcome. And, you know, we work closely with the OFAH and the Toronto Sports and Show. And Toronto Sports and Show actually owns the Derby. And we want to keep Canada fishing. That's what it's all about.
And you guys do a great job of it, and we appreciate your support. Believe me, we really do appreciate it.
Okay, Randy.
Thanks, Walter. Have yourself a great day.
Tight lines.
You too, my friend. Grab some friends and family and book your charter today at www.greatontariosalmonderby.ca. We'll be back in a flasher with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce, tough, proven. No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna. A Coast LED headlamp. Fish Crisp Original. And a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, 6 ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, the origins of the word decoy are from a Dutch word meaning cage or trap. The use of decoys by natives in North America can be traced back as early as the 10th century. In the 1800s, wood duck decoys were used in commercial and recreational hunting to attract waterfowl close enough for a harvest. These wooden decoys were hand-carved from cedar. As time passed, decoys became more and more lifelike, and with the introduction of plastic, wooden decoys were produced less and less. The old wooden decoys are regarded now as collectible, and modern-day carvers compete for titles in lifelike carving competitions. Okay, joining us now is Lionel Dwyer, and Lionel is a champion duck decoy carver. Lionel, welcome to Angler Hunter Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So just to let the listeners go, you and I go back a ways. We used to go waterfowl hunting down in Wilmot Creek there. What was that, like 50 years ago? I don't know. It was a long time ago,
well,
eh?
I've seen I'm turning 50 this weekend. I don't want to say 50 years ago, but probably about 30.
Yeah, about 30 years ago. And have you looked at our spot lately?
Yeah, it's a little bit grown up down there.
Yeah, there's houses everywhere.
I've been down there rainbow fishing, but I haven't hunted down there probably in about 10 or 12 years.
Wow. And I remember hunting with you, and I think you were just kind of, I know you had a passion for waterfowl hunting, but I don't know if you're actually carving decoys or just starting. How did you get, what started you? Like, when did this happen and when did all this interest start?
Well, it basically started, my dad never really hunted waterfowl. He hunted some upland game and some rabbits and that, but my dad kind of led me in the way of more of a fishing path. But as far as waterfowl hunting, my uncle, my mom's brother, he actually really cut my teeth in the waterfowl hunting, and I fell right in love with it. I was like 13 years old, first time out on Lake Simcoe and Pefferlaw hunting golden eyes and buffalo heads, and I got pretty excited about it. And I then got into looking at some decoys that we couldn't purchase. Mostly it was buffalo head and golden eye decoys, some old squad decoys, and they just weren't available at that time. So I ended up getting some cedar, and I borrowed a book from the library, which is kind of like the Bible of decoy carving. It's called Bruce Burke's Game Bird Carving.
Okay.
And it's got an introduction in there how to carve actual hunting decoys, as well as more full decorative folk art types of pieces of work. And that kind of got me led in the right direction of what kind of wood to buy and the paints to use, and had a whole list of suppliers in the back, which has these days has gone like tenfold compared to what it used to be back then. And it was mostly trial and error, so I started carving some decoys that we actually hunted over. And it's a funny story, because the ones that I did finish, and I got some pretty good success out of, they have some war wounds on them. And it seemed all of a sudden when my uncle decided to move back to the East Coast, I was like, I wonder whatever happened to those first decoys I ever carved. When I was down at his house in Newfoundland, they're scattered all amongst his house. They're just pieces of art now for him. So
it's right.
Which is cool. I don't mind that, and it was a lot of fun. Learned basically learning how to do everything with chisels and draw knives and and files and some really coarse sandpaper, patterns for the actual species that I wanted to carve were available in this book as well. They had little reduced pictures of different species of ducks and had top and side view patterns and showed how to cut them out on a bandsaw. So I bought like the cheapest bandsaw you could get from Sears. I think you put a drill on the end of it and you just used your drill to power the saw. And of course from that it's increased to what I have now, which is a pretty elaborate system of high-speed ham pieces and big 14-inch depth bandsaws that I can cut out full-size swans and geese and everything else on.
Wow.
So yeah, it was pretty much my uncle that got me into it. And then hunting over my own decoys was kind of a thrill. Some of them were kind of clunkers. They didn't float high enough, so I had to learn how to hollow them out and float them properly. And finally, my woodshop teacher in high school, who was an avid waterfowler, his name's Barry Page. He's in Port Perry, which is where I live now. he got me into actually looking at carving them as full decorative pieces of artwork, which is what I'm currently doing now. I've got on the go right now. I've got 14 different commissions that I have for several buyers all over the United States and Canada. My work is sought after. I have several buyers that pretty much have an agreement with me that they have first refusal on anything I carve.
Wow, eh?
Whether it's a duck or a bird of prey or a songbird or anything, they just want first refusal on anything, and they usually take it. So,
wow.
So yeah, it's turned out to be a kind of a cool thing, which has eventually led me down to the career that I now do full time. I'm not a full time carver, but I was working at construction for a while with my dad.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember you didn't really have a passion for that.
No, I used to say to my dad, he'd be like, we got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, go to Mississauga and dig up some concrete or whatever. And it's like, well, if I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I either want to be catching something. So I decided if I'm getting up that early, it's for my passion, not for going and doing construction. So it was a funny story. I ended up teaching a dentist. Ian Weir, his name is, down in Mississauga. I taught him and a bunch of his dentist friends and a couple of anesthesiologists a bird carving course in their basement, and it was on how to carve a canvas back, a working decoy that they could actually hunt over. And I went down there for one weekend to show them how to rough it out and carve it, and then went back the following weekend, showed them how to do some wood burning and some detailing, and then the final weekend was to show them how to paint them. And he actually said, oh, you got hands good enough to be a dentist. And I was like, well, kind of late in life, decided to go back and do 7 years of university. So he talked me into, he said, you love building stuff, so why don't you become a dental technician? So that's where I am now. I now manage probably one of the biggest dental labs in Ontario for sure.
Wow.
I've got about 70 people here that I manage. And so on my pedigree, when I go to the world championships judging in that, it basically says, that I carve teeth by day and birds by night. So.
More from Lionel Dwyer and decoy carving when we return after these important messages.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge. Pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original,
and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with champion duck decoy carver Lionel Dwyer.
This kind of thing come over you were like, geez, I'm pretty good at this.
It was probably back when the old Toronto Sportsman Show used to be on the go, and it was the original one because the Ward Foundation World Championship Carving Competition, it's held in the last weekend of April every year in Maryland. It used to be in Salisbury, Maryland. Now it's in Ocean City, Maryland. They actually copied their entire show, basically took their entire format of their show right from the Toronto Sportsman Show. Because we had some great carvers here, guys like Bob Tashnik and Al Glassford, J.B. Garten, Paul Burdett. J.B. Garten was the first person ever win the World Championship pairs in Ocean City. That was back in 1973. And they actually, their entire collection of judges, they took them from the Toronto Sportsman Show. So it was kind of cool that, you know, I'm at the Toronto Sportsman Show competing at a show that started the whole thing rolling down in the U.S. And in the U.S., as with anything, go big or go home, they have just some phenomenal carving shows down there. We have some great shows here still in Ontario, the Canadian National Decoy Competition out in Kitchener. That's held in March, middle of March every year. I judge it every year now. I've been judging it out there now for the last probably 15 years. I still compete, but I just compete in levels that I'm not judging, of course. But
yeah,
so I don't see the prize money quite as high as what it is in the United States at the World Championships. They have, you know, probably about $80,000 in prize money down, and I'm going to a show in October in New Orleans that I've competed at several times and I've won it several times, and they have I think they have $110,000 in prize money.
Wow.
So of course that attracts a lot of people, and it's you can there's guys out there that are doing it for a living, just strictly carving for competition.
Huh.
Doing shows and selling their work at the shows, because there's a lot of purchase awards at these shows.
Wow.
I ended up competing at the World Championships after I went to the Toronto Sportsman Show, and I won my first ribbon in the amateur class, actually the novice class. The year that I won the World Championships with the loon, it was any loon of the world that you could enter. Most of the carvings, there were, I think there was 22 that were at the show that year. Most of them were common loons. I was the only one that did a different loon. I did a Pacific loon, which is very similar to an Arctic loon. There's only one thing that separates the species is an Arctic loon has a green patch on their throat and a Pacific loon has a purple patch on their throat.
Okay.
Absolutely stunning looking bird.
What about people who are interested in getting started? I mean, well, this is a... I mean, how do you start doing something like this?
Nowadays, the internet is fantastic. I mean, you can go on the internet now, and if there's a guy out there right now that thinks to himself, oh, I'd really like to get into carving a decoy, go on YouTube, click on carving decoys, and I mean, you'll get you'll see a list of, it could be 100 hits of different people showing you how to from start to finish on how to carve a decoy. You could go on there and just punch in a pattern for, let's say, a guy wants to carve himself a pintail or a blue-wing teal. You just type in blue-wing teal pattern for decoy, and you'll get a dozen hits. And the beauty of the printers and that these days, you can download that drawing and that pattern, blow it up to life size. And even if it's a little oversized, that's what you really want to carve as a working decoy. You want to carve them a little bit larger.
Okay.
And you know what? So what if it's not bang on the color? Like if it's like I used to say to my uncle, I made a few mallard decoys, and I painted their heads really dark, almost black. And he said, "Holy crap!" He says, "Oh, you ever looked at a mallard's head, how green they are?" I said, "Yeah, but have you ever sat back in the blind and looked at one from back here, how black their head looks?"
Yeah,
it
good point.
Look green.
Yeah.
It looks black. So even if it's not 100% bang on the color that it's supposed, the actual bird is supposed to be, who cares if the bird's that close that he can, if a mallard's coming in, he's saying, "Wait a minute, that mallard's head isn't green enough." So, no, it's the internet is absolutely fantastic. It's a huge part of my research when I'm carving.
So for listeners who want to see your work, is there any I think you can obviously just Google Lionel Dwyer,
yep,
carver, and I mean, I did that, and there's all kinds of, I mean, they look like real ducks, or that they're,
oh,
just,
yeah,
that cool.
The year that I won the World Championships with the loon, it was any loon of the world that you could enter. Most of the carvings, there were, I think there was 22 that were at the show that year. Most of them were common loons. I was the only one that did a different loon. I did a Pacific loon, which is very similar to an Arctic loon. There's only one thing that separates the species is an Arctic loon has a green patch on their throat and a Pacific loon has a purple patch on their throat.
Okay.
Absolutely stunning looking bird. Again, found the picture on the internet. I use an opaque projector because as far as sketching and drawing, I'm not really that great at it. So I use an opaque projector. I blow the loon up to life size, and you basically just use calipers and you measure the length of the bill. You take a prominent landmark on the bill, say the tip of the bill to the top of the nares or maybe the top of the column where the bill attack joins to the feathers, and you take a measurement with your calipers, and you basically just keep pulling your projector back until that measurement reaches the same length as your study skull, and you know you've got a life-size drawing.
Oh, neat.
And that's the process that I use.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's that's what I've been doing for years. I've been at it for 32 years now, so it's a great kick to sit back and actually sit over an entire rig of your own decoys.
Yeah.
I carve decoys for a couple of the big manufacturers right now. They take my decoy. There's one company called Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
So they tell me what species of bird they want. I carve the body and the head. And then they take a mold. They send it to Texas and have a mold made of the original wood carving. And then they blow foam, high-density foam, to the same density as a piece of pine. So it's about a 4-pound density. And you can buy those decoys that were carved by me, but it's up to the person that purchases them to paint them themselves. And it's pretty cool to sit back. I hunted down a long point last year, and I hunted over 140 of my own canvasback and redhead decoys that were all carved by me. They're all foam decoys, but they're all my original design.
That's neat.
And to sit there and see, you know, redheads and canvasbacks locking up, coming into a bunch of decoys that I had to paint to watch. I kind of hired my wife to help me. She did a lot of the basic painting on it, and then I did the final shading and detail on it. But yeah, it's a huge charge to sit back and see birds coming into stuff. It's the same as fishing lures. I carve a lot of my own musky lures.
Okay, yeah.
And to catch a musky on my own lure that I built myself, it's a pretty big kick.
It is, and I think that's the whole reward of it. And it is really nice to hear that you didn't have to do construction all your life, Lionel.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
and that you did follow your passion. And thank you so much for, you know, giving us some time today to give us some insight into this world of decoy carving. I mean, this is big stuff, and some of our listeners, I'm sure, will appreciate that and look you up.
If they need any help, guidance, or of any type of getting started, I'm more than happy to help them out.
Okay, and they can look you up on Facebook too, can't they?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so just look up Lionel Dwyer on Facebook. Well, thanks again, Lyle, and have yourself a great day.
All right, you too.
Don't go fishing yet. We'll be right back with some information on free fishing in Ontario.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and 3 tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Did you know that the seeds of invasive plants can easily be transported to new areas in mud on the tires of all-terrain vehicles? Help to stop the spread of invasive plants by staying on designated trails and cleaning mud and debris from the tires of your ATV between trips. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament-quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, 6 ball-bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork-split grip handles.
handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Welcome back to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. National Fishing Week is supported by Catch Fishing, a national program dedicated to encouraging Canadians to get outdoors and enjoy our angling heritage throughout the year. It is supported by federal, provincial, and territorial governments, as well as hundreds of organizations and businesses that work hard to ensure sustainable fishing opportunities while safeguarding fish populations everywhere. Joining us now is Sarah McMichael, Media Coordinator with National Fishing Week. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing very well. Randy, how are you?
Good, good. So National Fishing Week, this is obviously something that's coast to coast in Canada. It's something to do with fishing. What can you tell our listeners about it?
Yeah, so National Fishing Week is a week-long celebration of recreational fishing in Canada. So it's from July 2nd to 10th this year. And it's basically a week where we want to encourage Canadians to get outdoors with their friends and family and grab a rod and reel and go fishing, whether it be for the first time or after doing it many times.
Excellent. So what kind of incentives do we have to get away from that TV set and get out there and catch some fish?
Well, you and I both know that fishing is an amazing activity. There's so many reasons why it's good for Canadians. When it comes to, you know, introducing kids to fishing, it really helps kind of foster an appreciation of the environment in them. It shows them why our natural environment is so important. It educates them about the, you know, Canadian landscape around them. It's also a really fun activity. It's really easy to do. It's affordable for families. So it's just lots of great reasons why people should take their kids fishing and just go fishing during National Fishing Week.
So true, eh? Get back to nature, that get your kids that connectivity with not only nature, but your family, to have something in common that you can all do together for a reasonable amount of money. In fact, I know at the OFAH here, we have tackle share so that mm-hmm. you don't even need to buy rods and reels. And do you need a license that week?
You don't. So National Fishing Week is also Ontario's Family Fishing Week. So that means that you can fish license-free that whole week in Ontario as long as you're a Canadian resident. So really, with programs like Tackle Share, like that means that during this week, if you want to, you can go fishing without having to buy a license or without having to buy equipment if you borrow equipment from a Tackle Share location. So you can go fishing, you know, completely for free. You can try it out, see if you like it. So it's really an amazing opportunity for Ontarians, especially to go fishing.
And you're absolutely right. And, you know, for listeners out there who are in urban centers, don't feel left out, because I know for a fact in Toronto, we have the Toronto Islands, we have Grandeur Pond, mm-hmm. some of our bigger centers, even in Peterborough, we have Little Lake. We have some great places to go fishing, and there's events at all of these places.
Yeah, one of the biggest things I think people, when they think about going fishing, is they don't know where to go. They don't know where, what spot they should go fishing. And, you know, really, there's, you can go to almost any local water body. You can just grab a rod and reel, and most of us are within at least walking distance of at least one water body. So there's lots of places you can go fishing, and especially with the events that happen during Ontario Family Fishing Week, the Ontario Family Fishing Events. You can go to one of those events, bring your kids, and, you know, you might get a bit of instruction and you might be able to win some free stuff. And it's really a great opportunity to have a really fun day outdoors with your kids, enjoying, you know, outside, enjoying the beautiful weather and, you know, not sitting in front of a TV screen.
Yeah, and they're off school now, you know, the summer holidays and everything. So some opportunities from July 2nd to July 10th. Now, in terms of resources and finding some more information, I can tell the listeners that ofah.org or just Tackle Share, just Google Tackle Share, and we can get you, you know, on track that way. But what about for National Fishing Week? For more details, where can our listeners find more information?
Yeah, so if you want to find more information about National Fishing Week, you can visit our website, which is catchfishing.com. And we've got all sorts of information on there. We've also got a page where you can order a free copy of our Catch Fishing How-To Fishing Guide in Canada. And it's completely free, and it's a resource. It's a small little booklet. It fits right in your tackle box, and it's just got all sorts of information about learning to fish, you know, things from how to rig your rod, how to bait your hook, spots to go fishing, everything like that. So it's a great resource for people who either are new to fishing or for kids. So you can go to our website and order a copy of that completely free.
It's a great little handbook, and I've seen it. It was, I think it was put together by Rick Amesbury, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And it shows you how to tie knots. It shows you, it talks about fishing line and all the fundamental things you need to kind of get started. So, I mean, everything's right there for you. All you have to do is go, and it's not going to cost you any money. Just get up and go and do it.
Absolutely, yep.
And who can? So I guess all Canadian residents are eligible. Now, for non-residents, they're not eligible unless the children are accompanied by an adult Canadian resident. Is that correct?
Yeah, you have to be with a Canadian resident. But, of course, with children can always fish license free anyways. I think if you're under 16 or under 18, I'm not sure which one it is, you can always fish without a license anyways.
Under 18, they don't need a license.
Yeah, so but during this week, even adults can also fish license free, which is a great opportunity.
But don't let them drive the truck.
Yes, I would suggest that, yes.
So usually, every year, National Fishing Week has some giveaways. Have you got anything down there for giveaways this year?
Yeah, we've got giveaways happening at radio TV stations across the country, so you can tune into a station in your area and hopefully they'll be doing a giveaway. And we'll also be doing giveaways through our social media pages. So the 2 weeks leading up to National Fishing Week and during National Fishing Week, we'll be giving away a one rod and reel a day. So if you follow us on our Catch Fishing Facebook page and Twitter, you can also have the chance to win a rod and reel there.
So you really want to pay attention to Catch Fishing, whether it be on the web or on Twitter?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And maybe get an opportunity to win a fishing rod and reel. Anything else to add, Sarah?
No, just really want to encourage people to take this opportunity to go fishing. You know, we just think fishing is such a great activity and so fun to do with your family and such a great opportunity to get outside and just enjoy the summer and enjoy this weather. So we really hope Canadians go fishing during this time.
Yeah, me too. In fact, you know what? I should get out too.
You should. Come on, Randy. Get out of the studio. Go fishing.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And for listeners, just that reminder, July 2nd through July 10th is National Fishing Week. No license required. Not even any fishing tackle. Just got to get on the Catch Fishing website or go to the Tackle Share website or both. Do a little bit of research and take the kids or take anybody and go and have a good time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
In the news, Ontario Power Generation reminds you to make water safety a priority this summer. As summer approaches and people spend more time outdoors, OPG wants to make sure you focus on water safety. Stay clear, stay safe is a message we are always telling people, says Mike Martelli, OPG's president, Renewable Generation and Power Marketing. We repeat this message on TV, radio, and in print because we take safety, your safety, seriously. OPG owns and operates 65 hydroelectric generating stations and 240 dams across the province. In areas surrounding these stations, changing water levels and strong undertows can happen quickly. Despite continued warnings, some people disregard our signs and barriers, putting themselves at risk, says Martelli. We work with the Ontario Provincial Police to enforce these warnings, and charges can and have been laid. When heading out this summer, please make water safety a priority. Respect the signs and barriers at and near our facilities. They're there for your protection. OPG provides more than half the power Ontario relies on. The electricity OPG produces is more than 99% free of greenhouse gas and smog-causing emissions. To view OPG's public service TV ad, The Power of Water, and to learn more about water safety, visit www.opg.com/water safety.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web or at wrvo.com.